Hi everyone, this is Reshmi and I'm here with my little nephew David. David, say hello.
Hello.
All right. So we're going to do a story today. It's going to be a bedtime story and it's called David and the Magical Adventure. Once upon a time in a cheerful little town, there lived a little boy named David and his playful puppy named Buddy. David loved two things more than anything: his shiny blue shoes and his favorite drink, Sprite. One sunny day, while wearing his special shoes, David discovered something magical in his backyard.
What's that sparkling thing over there, Buddy?
David and Buddy rushed over to find a shimmering blue bottle that glowed with a magical light. As David picked it up, he noticed the label that read,
"Drink me for a magical adventure. Should I drink it? I love adventures."
With a big smile, David took a sip of the Sprite from the magical bottle. Suddenly, the world around him started to twirl and spin. When it stopped, he found himself in a magical forest filled with glowing blue flowers and friendly creatures.
Wow, this is an incredible place. Look at all the blue flowers, Buddy.
Just then, a tiny fairy appeared, flitting around the flowers. She sparkled like the stars and said, "Welcome, David and Buddy. Your blue shoes have brought you here. Would you like some magic?"
"Yes, please. And we can't wait to explore." "Sorry, I'm sorry."
"It's okay." The fairy waved her wand, and with a flick, a pair of magical roller skates appeared for David. "These will help you zoom through the forest, and for Buddy, here's a pair of magical boosts."
"Awesome, I love skating. And look, Buddy, you have boots too."
David put on his roller skates and Buddy excitingly wore his magical boots. Together, they began to glide through the forest, laughing and spinning with joy. They raced past the trees that shimmered with magical lights and the flowers that danced in the breeze.
"This is the best adventure I've ever had. I feel so free."
As they skated, they spotted a sparkling blue pond. The fairy fluttered beside them and said, "Take a break and enjoy a sprite by the pond." This one.
"Barks happily."
"Yes."
"Yes, I love that. Right, Buddy?"
Buddy barks happily. They sat by the pond where David opened a can of Sprite and the freshening bubbles danced in the air. Buddy wagged his tail, eager to share the fun. It's your turn.
"This tastes even better here. Thank you, fairy."
After enjoying their drinks, the fairy said, "It's time for your next adventure. Follow me."
"I can't wait. Let's go, Buddy."
They zoomed deeper into the magical forest where even more wonders awaited. David knew that as long as he had his blue shoes and Buddy by his side, the little magic every day would be a fantastic adventure.
"I'm so glad I took that. Magic is everywhere. Especially with you, Buddy."
And so with his sparkling shoes and his loyal puppy and the enchanting fairy, David continued his magical journey filled with laughter and joy. The end. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay.